Dallas Keuchel on the 10-day DL with discomfort in his neck. Astros 10-1 and Keuchel's 11 starts this season. On the scoreboard, Reds today beating the Cardinals 5-2 in Cincinnati to complete a four-game series sweep. Cardinals have now dropped seven straight. Arizona's Chris Iannetta had a big day. Homered, pair of doubles, knocked in seven. Diamondbacks beat up on the Padres in the desert 15-3. David Price, Michael Pineda, the pitching matchup tonight in the Bronx. Yankees, Red Sox about to get underway on ESPN-TV.
The Cavs now face elimination after blowing a fourth-quarter lead. Can Cleveland stave off elimination, or are they simply outmatched? Mike and Mike are talking basketball Friday morning, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto parts and batteries.
I'm on your website and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
A crew chief's take on setting up for three different corners at Pocono. I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Where will you be when NASCAR comes to Chicago's fastest loop? 4 days of racing, tailgating, camping, and music come to Chicagoland Speedway September 14th through the 17th. Tickets for Sunday Chicagoland 400 are available now. Camping spots are available and selling fast. All kids tickets $25 off adult price and free on certain race days. Get your tickets and campsite now at chicagolandspeedway.com. Chicagoland Speedway, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs start here.
Motor Racing Network has always been your source for motorsports coverage when you couldn't be at the track. Now, never miss another minute of our breathtaking coverage with the MRN app, available on your iPhone or Android device. This free app delivers all the latest news, locates nearby MRN stations, streams your favorite programs, and is your home for live cup practice and qualifying action. Search MRN in the App Store or on Google Play. It's the Motor Racing Network at your fingertips, and it's available for free right now.
Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series teams are rolling into Pocono today ahead of practice and qualifying Friday at the Tricky Triangle. Kurt Busch won at Pocono a year ago, and his crew chief, Tony Gibson, says he'll be able to collect plenty of data during practice, but race day is a different animal.
We can do fuel mileage, and that's about it. So it's seat of the pants still. That part of it's still just good old redneck racing, what I call it. Sometimes you just got to do what you feel is the right. It's still four tires and a hunk of steel. So you still have to treat things on the pit box like you would back in the day. So I like that part of it.
Meanwhile, Camping World Truck Series teams are in Texas for three practice sessions tonight ahead of tomorrow night's race. Details are at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's 6:04. Welcome into the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, and welcome back if you've been with us since 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hour number 3 about to get underway on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa we can be heard on the historic Main Gym, 1600 AM. Online as well, kgymradio.com, where we've got a poll question for you today. What would you have done if you were Creighton's Greg McDermott? Would you have stayed in Omaha, or would you have gotten on that plane with Gene Smith and gone back to Columbus to take the payday at Ohio State? It's a very simple question. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, and next to the Home Depot. Stop in and tell Jamie behind the bar that you heard about them here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM. We would very much appreciate that. It's been a couple weeks since I've been into Emil's, but always enjoy going in there and grabbing a burger and one of these nights I'm going to get in there for a drink or two as well. 6 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, as we mentioned. And by the way, congratulations going out to Shad from Shellsburg. That's a little bit of a tongue twister, but he was our winner in hour number two of the Amana Colonies Golf Club prize package. He's going to be playing a round of golf, including cart and practice balls. The club now open. Call them and book your tee times. They've got some other event space out there as well that's brand new. Check them out, the Amana Colonies Golf Club, giving you an opportunity to play a free round of golf all week long here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. And we'll have our final winner tomorrow when we're in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll be on site with Jack Dom talking Major League Baseball. I have a feeling we'll talk the Cubs and Addison Russell. That's also going to come up, by the way, during our next segment here. We also have somebody else lined up for tomorrow as well.
Steve Kyler, NBA analyst for Basketball Insiders. We'll talk draft. We'll talk off-season. We'll talk the NBA Finals as well at 4:35.
All right. Do we have, we're ready to go here, right? Kyle, this is monumental.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? A shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Okay, let's dive right in. We're back. This is not the new world order, but this is the way that things used to be during this segment, where I was throwing out the questions and everybody else is answering them. So, Alex, I'm going to start with you. We'll leave Greg McDermott on the sideline here. But would you return to the college game if you were Fred Hoiberg? The Bulls head coach has had his name linked to the opening in Columbus, Ohio.
I would normally say probably not, because I think you bring up a good point, Todd. He doesn't like recruiting. And that's at least half your battle, probably more, when you're a college basketball coach. Everything's about recruiting. And he did a good job at Iowa State of bringing in transfers and finding the right recipe of transfers to make a solid program. Very few have been able to do it. He did it at Iowa State. I don't think that he would have similar success with it at Ohio State in the Big Ten, because he would be under more pressure to go out there and be a national recruiter, which is something I don't think he wants to do. But the situation in Chicago is bad enough to the point where I think he's going to start seriously looking at other options. Whether that's him returning to an executive role in the NBA, which is where he was prior to his stint in Ames, or whether that's a coach at the college level, whether it's at the Power 5 level or the mid-major level, I think over, from now moving to through this next year, Fred Hoiberg is going to start looking for an out, because he sees Gar Forman and John Paxson, as they're so greatly called, he sees them starting to throw him under the bus. And whenever that happens, whenever you get the dreaded vote of confidence, but we need you to be a better leader, which was exactly the verbiage used when those two were talking about Fred Hoiberg, things are not going well. And you better start looking for another job. You better start looking for a backup plan. Maybe he doesn't look for this Ohio State job, but I don't put it past him to move back to the college ranks.
Yeah, if I was Hoiberg, I would probably... You pretty much hit on everything I was about to say. The situation that he's in Chicago is no longer what he thought he was signing up for. I think, frankly, he's got terrible management on top of him, and they have started to throw him under the bus to come in after his, you know, first season, or first was that his first or second year with the Bulls? Yeah, second year. He's still a young coach. And for them to come in and kind of throw him under the bus like that with... They themselves set the tone, kind of having a lack of direction for the whole last season. I don't think that's a good situation for him. And I personally think that Ohio State is one of the best universities in the country. So I would sign up for that job pretty quick.
All right, Kyle, we'll stick with you. What would you do with the number one pick next week if you were the Minnesota Twins? There are a couple intriguing options here. You've got Hunter Green, the consensus number one overall pick, but a high school right-hander has never gone first overall. And then you've got Kyle Wright at Vanderbilt, who's looking to be the target that the Twins are likely going to take. Brendan McKay at Louisville, or some other direction. What would you do if you were the Minnesota Twins? What type of player would you be looking for with the number one pick on Monday?
I personally have fallen for Hunter Green. He's the one who is supposed to be elite as a pitcher, but also elite as a shortstop potentially, correct?
Elite, yes.
Yeah, that's that type of talent. You can't really say no to that, especially having watched the Cubs build their team from the ground up, basically just making the most of their draft picks. Taking the guy with the best talent, you see how quickly that can translate. So whether or not he's going to turn out as a pitcher or a shortstop, I just don't really think you can say no to that talent.
102-mile-an-hour fastball as a pitcher.
Or a great glove, arm and shortstop.
A glove at shortstop who some people have compared to Alex Rodriguez. A guy who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high school kid. And I know that people talk about the Sports Illustrated curse when it comes to professional athletes, but let's look back at the record of athletes as high school kids that were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It's a pretty good record. LeBron James and Bryce Harper, they turned out all right. I know I'm breaking news, but they turned out all right. You draft that kid. For no other reason, my selfish reasons, I didn't get to see Mike Trout when he came through Cedar Rapids. How often do you get to see a talent of that caliber come through and possibly play, I don't know, a half season, a full season in Cedar Rapids? Hunter Green would be here in Cedar Rapids playing if he gets drafted by the Minnesota Twins. Unfortunately, doesn't look like that's going to happen. Many rumors out there that the Twins are heading in another direction to take a college pitcher. We'll see what happens between now and Monday when the draft gets underway. I would want to see Hunter Green being drafted by the Minnesota Twins, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
I know we've got a lot of Cincinnati Reds fans out there right now. There is no way Hunter Green falls past the Cincinnati Reds, and it's looking increasingly likely that Vanderbilt's Kyle Wright is going to be the number one choice for the Twins, and then Hunter Green will go off the board number two to the Cincinnati Reds. Kyle, I'm going to stick with you here. I want to know how you would handle the Addison Russell situation right now in Chicago if you were the Cubs.
Honestly, that's pretty touchy. Obviously, one of the hottest topics you could bring up in sports today is domestic violence. But I think they're really off to a good start. We don't really know a lot. We don't know almost any of the details. So they've gone ahead and told him, you know, why don't you stay home for a day, maybe a couple days. So that buys them time to kind of get a better feel for the situation. You know, if he's just cheated on his wife, you know, that's not great. That's a bad look. But if it has actually gone to that next level that we've seen some allegations about, I love Addison Russell. I love Addison Russell, the player, but you really got to start to distance yourself from something like that.
You remember when Aroldis Chapman was brought in last year, when the trade was made in that introductory press conference, Theo Epstein had talked about having a conversation with Aroldis Chapman about changing his ways, and then Aroldis Chapman denied that there was a conversation. I thought that was a look that the Cubs did not need at the time. It could have been avoided if they had a player that was willing to just come out and say, okay, I screwed up, here I am, let's move past this, answer the questions head on, and the Chicago media just ate him up. And that's what doesn't need to happen in this situation. And I think the Cubs, like Kyle said, are taking steps in the direction to avoid that at all costs. This is not going to look good for Addison Russell, regardless of the outcome. It's not going to look good for the Cubs, regardless of the outcome. But the justification here for the Cubs is, okay, well, Addison, stay home, get these things in order, and then come back to the ballpark. Basically, what they're saying is, we need a couple days to find out what happened, to get our facts in order, and then we're going to decide what to do. And then maybe Major League Baseball is going to decide what to do about this situation. I think that they're handling it the way that they need to handle it, and hopefully things get resolved here in the next couple of days or week. Not resolved, but we get a clearer idea of what happened.
Russell, not with the Cubs tonight as they begin that series with the Colorado Rockies at Wrigley Field. Javier Baez is the starting shortstop in the lineup. And Russell, not even at the ballpark this evening. Theo Epstein informed him that it would be best if he just stayed away for at least today to try to get his personal life in order and get some things squared away. The Cubs, his teammates, have been, in my opinion, saying all the right things as far as he's been a good teammate, but you don't know what's going on outside the clubhouse. I think that was Anthony Rizzo that said that. But this all started last night when, during the game, the 6-5 loss to the Marlins, his wife put on Instagram basically a big middle finger to him, letting the world know that he had cheated on her. At least she suspects that he cheated on her. And then her best friend took to, I believe, her own Instagram account and made the allegations that she had seen him hit Melissa Russell in front of their two children. He's 24. He's got two kids and an absolutely beautiful wife. I mean, the guy's got everything in the world. He's the starting shortstop on the World Series champions. And I don't know. I hope that there's a good resolution to this, but I don't think that there will be. And then, once again, as a fan base, you've got to look in the mirror. But I was very honest with everybody about Aroldis Chapman last year, and I'll be really honest about Addison Russell, who's a kid that I watched make his professional debut or get his feet wet in pro ball in the Midwest League with the A's organization after they drafted him. He was in Burlington for a while and followed his ascent up the ladder to Double-A when he was traded to the Cubs in the Samardzija and Hamill deal by the A's, and boy, would Billy Beane like to have a mulligan on that one, you would think. But this is going to be tough, I think, for a lot of people because Addison's a really popular young guy and a rising star on that team. Alex Kuhn, how would you sum up Bob Stoops' tenure at Oklahoma?
I said yesterday that I think he's one of the 50 greatest college football coaches of all time. And we chatted with Mitch Sherman in hour number one, and he brings up really the only detractor from his legacy. He's going to be behind some of the greats. He's going to be behind Nick Saban. He is going to be behind coaches that have won more than one national championship. His team was so good for so long. His program was so good for so long. But that only national championship came in 2000 with Josh Heupel. And it was his tenure started so greatly with turning that program around so quickly, but never could get over the hump again. But there's no denying the success, not only with recruiting, not only with the way that he ran his offense, the way that that defense for the longest time was one of the best in the country. And then all of a sudden when the air raid took over the Big 12 and teams started scoring 60 points a game, he evolved. That's what good coaches do. That's what great coaches do. They evolve to the times. They evolve to their personnel. They make it so that whoever they have inside of their program is going to succeed. And that's what Bob Stoops did. And you think about the amount of NFL talent that came out of his program. You think about the amount of 10-plus win seasons that he had. 14 of his 18 seasons were 10-plus win seasons. So Bob Stoops is one of the great coaches of our era, but that one national championship is going to be looked at as putting him behind some of the greats like Nick Saban. I likened his career very similarly to what Jim Boeheim has done in college basketball for Syracuse.
Pretty much as long as I've been paying attention to college football, Oklahoma has been one of those programs, you know, where you always got to be careful. You know that year in, year out, they're going to have great talent. They're going to have a good team that executes well, and you just can't really mess around with Oklahoma. And that starts with Bob Stoops. You know, 18 years he's run that program as, like I said, one of the best in the country. And you pair that with one of the anecdotes. I actually hadn't heard this until a texter told us this yesterday. There's a rumor that Stoops tells all of his assistants, take your kids to school, leave the office by 5. And I think that would put him, you know, with a handful, tops, of other coaches in the country who, you know, pay attention to football and can build a strong program like that, but at the same time are a genuine family man and, you know, try to project that to the people around them and try to make everyone in their program a better person. So he, in the eyes of the diehards, I think you brought this up yesterday, Alex, when you get that good, you can become a victim of your own successes. You know, you're that good for that long. Why do you only have one championship? But at the end of the day, for 18 years, he had one of the strongest programs in the country, and he's a great guy.
All right, Kyle, the Powerball is up to $435 million this weekend. I believe it's the fifth largest jackpot for the Powerball lottery in its history. What one extravagant item would you splurge on if you won $435 million?
What one item? Okay, I saw a thing about this awesome cruise liner recently called The World. It's huge and awesome. I think that a really big, like, yacht or, like, cruise liner, it can be obnoxious. You know, no business belonging to one person. I'll take that. I think if I could just sail around the world, have, like, a basketball court, and look seaside all the time, I think I would do that.
Before Tyler left KGYM, he was talking about moving into what basically would be called a luxury condo. And for me, that's always been something that I've wanted to experience, living in a high-rise apartment or a high-rise condo. So I would probably get a condo, maybe whether it was in Chicago or New York.
Okay, you had me concerned there for a second that your extravagant expense was going to be a condo in Cedar Rapids.
No,
okay.
It wouldn't be in Cedar Rapids.
Okay. Maybe buy a mansion like Bob Stoops
or a mansion in a Gold Coast mansion, like that.
$2.5 million? Drop in a bucket if you won $435.
Exactly. So I'd buy a couple of those.
Yeah, are you really going to top out at just a condo with $435 million?
Until he said Chicago or New York, I was really concerned about him. I thought, man, he is going to, you got to set the bar higher than that. But then you said, okay, a world-class city. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with buying a condo in Cedar Rapids.
But for $435 million, you could get a few of them.
Yeah, I don't think Tyler was looking at a $435 million condo when he was here. If you listen to the program, the open to the show today, it was Zach Galifianakis singing the Three Best Friends song from the movie The Hangover. I'm going to give you an opportunity, each of you an opportunity right now. Would you share with the listeners your favorite story involving your best friend? Alex Kuhn, do the two of you have friends? I guess that's an assumption
not really.
On my part, that you guys could be like me and not have very many.
All right, well, I'll just share this. I think I might have shared this a few days ago. Something to the extent a few weeks ago. But
I'm assuming
is
your best friend Gabe?
Yeah, it is, but that's cheating.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to say my best friend, who's not a family member, is a huge Chicago White Sox fan.
Okay.
And he told me before this season started that he was just tired of watching the team. He's a very level-headed sports fan, actually, so this kind of caught me by surprise. It's like, this, I'm not excited at all about this team moving into 2017 or 2016. I believe that they're heading in the right direction, but if Avi Garcia is the right fielder, I'm never watching them again. And sure enough, Avi Garcia turns out to be one of the best stories in Major League Baseball. So that's the best I can come up with at this time. Maybe I can think of a couple more, but one of the most level-headed sports fans I know said that he was no longer going to watch the team that he had rooted for his entire life if Avi Garcia was playing on this team. And sure enough, he's absolutely tearing the cover off the ball.
Kyle, what is a story that you can share, your favorite story involving you and your best friend?
I've been sitting here. The thing is, I'm still young, and most of the fun that I just got done having with all my friends are stuff that I don't want our parents to know about. But I'll tell one that I was just talking about a couple days ago with my friend Kurt, and his parents already know about it because we woke him up. We snuck out of Kurt's house late at night.
How old are you?
I would say this was about middle school.
Okay.
So like 13, 14, 15. All right,
when sneaking out of the house is a big deal.
Yeah. Like you got to sneak out. We snuck out and we had some fireworks. We were really looking to like make a bang, you know, play with fire. It's fun stuff.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool, dude. Well, we're not real acclimated with fireworks. And so we just snuck out, found a dark spot to hang out in, and started trying to light stuff, you know, just like light our fireworks. Kurt picks up one firecracker, and we can't even pull off one firecracker. He lights it, and the fuse was way too short. And so this dude, like, he lit it, he sat there and looked at it for a second, and he realized how short the fuse was, and he goes to throw it, boom, explodes right in his ear. Like, right in his ear. He had a little bit of damage to his eardrum. And so we had to go, it's like 2 a.m, and explain to his parents how we just exploded a firecracker in Kurt's ear.
That didn't have the happy ending that I thought it was
It's
but you're going to sneak out of the house and do something fun, not almost blow off your friend's head.
Well, it's only a firecracker. He was okay.
Speaking of, I'm so tired of hearing fireworks already. It's June 8th. And people.
You hear fireworks already?
Yeah. Really? They've been firing them off in our neighborhood. Well, we live on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, so it could be gunfire. Occasional gunfire. But for the most part, I think it's people just shooting off fireworks.
Are you sure it's not just people shooting the gun into the air, thinking that the bullet doesn't come down?
Well, that's a St. Louis thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is, trust me, if they're firing guns on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, they're aiming for someone, not necessarily up in the air.
Didn't fireworks just get legalized here?
They're
in Iowa?
Legal in Iowa.
That's why. They're celebrating.
They're going to be, I think there's a window around the 4th of July, and then there's a window around New Year's where it's going to be legal to shoot them off. Although I believe they left it up to each city. The municipalities can create their own legislation on whether or not they want to deal with fireworks. But for the love of God, people, it's just fireworks. Why do you need to be shooting them off on June 8th?
Did you ever shoot off fireworks? Have you ever been a big fireworks guy?
When I was younger, we went every 4th of July to Grand Mound, which is a town on Highway 30 east of here in Clinton County, which I will go to my grave letting everybody know that is the best fireworks show in eastern Iowa you could possibly see. They do a tremendous job. Little tiny speck on the map, Grand Mound, great fireworks show. Other than that, I've seen so many shows. You know, the Colonels have fireworks all the time and everything, and you've seen one minor league fireworks show, you've seen them all. So I've sort of become not anti-firework, they don't do anything. I'm a firework, like asexual, I'm a fireworks.
And you really don't like shooting them off yourself.
No, I don't see the point. You may as well just light a match to some money. But like sparklers and snakes, if you're a little kid, yeah, that's great. And I'm, you know, when my kid is old enough for that stuff. But dude, I got an M480 here, and we're going to set this thing off, and the ground is going to shake for 2 blocks.
Oh, 3530.
No.
He really wasn't. 3530 was not amused by either of our stories about our best friends.
Yeah.
Let's just say he was.
3530 is the unofficial ombudsman of the Todd Brommelkamp Show and KGYM in general. He doesn't work for the station, but he is sort of the purveyor. He looks over everything, he dissects it, and he decides whether or not it's suitable for airing and whether or not it was quality content.
Apparently, Avi Garcia's. Is being one of the best stories in baseball. He thinks that Hawk Harrelson got my headset.
Well, if that were the case, then you'd hear silence from Alex for about 20 minutes on every program. It is 6:31. We're overdue for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We do have a little bit of breaking news within the last hour, though. You and I, we talked about this last week or 2 weeks ago on the program, but it is official now. Northern Iowa and Fresno State will be joining the Big 12 as affiliate members in the sport of college wrestling. Oh. And as somebody pointed out on Twitter, wrestling will be the only sport in the Big 12 that actually has 12 teams now. But only four of those teams are actually members of the Big 12. The other eight are affiliate members. But you and I, which has wrestled as an affiliate member of the, I believe they've been in the MidCon, right? Or the Missouri, yeah. MidCon for wrestling the last couple years. They will now be an affiliate member of the Big 12 along with Fresno State. More details on that to come. And another Midwest One Bank Big Board update just minutes away, 6:31. Thank you for listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM. We have more after this.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door company games. So call Olinger Garage Doors, a small company with dedicated folks who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get you on your way. And they only use the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, is now hiring installers and service people who'd like to join their team. OLLINGER garagedoors.com.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun. Tomorrow through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bags tourney, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at stludmilla.org. Come to the Kolach Festival tomorrow through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue, just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is Star Wars night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Star Wars t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear a Star Wars jersey that'll be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's the Mid-American Conference, the MAC. Not the MidCon conference, which no longer exists, I believe. My bad.
Not the MAC.
Just
the MAC.
Or the MEAC. The MAC. The Mid-American Conference. PJ Flexold stomping grounds.
The Elite Conference.
Yes, no longer elite at Western Michigan. You and I, big news there. Doug Schwab and the Panthers making the move to the Big 12 along with Fresno State. The official announcement, according to the website iarussell.com, which has been all over this story from the very beginning, is expected to come July 1st. So, Panther fans, maybe you start buying up some of that Big 12 logoed merchandise.
Did you just use Gary Rima's voice Panther fans?
I slipped into a little bit of Panther fans. He's going to have a lot to talk about on his show, isn't he?
Court Kings start
guys? Oh, the Court Kings are playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Kings are... I like to call them the Kings. They're my team. They're my Cedar Valley Corridor professional basketball team since we don't have anybody else around here. My Kings. They're like my Chicago Fire.
How are they doing?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I was at the Colonels game a couple weeks ago, and I did see a guy with a Chicago Fire t-shirt on.
Bastian Schweinsteiger?
Yeah, number 31. He was wearing the number 31 jersey, and I wanted to buy him a beer, but I didn't. Because I'm cheap and I'm a jerk. Kyle, remaining in the studio because we are overdue for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Take it away.
Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team got their matchup for the Big Ten ACC Challenge earlier today and now know that they will head to Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. This will be the fourth meeting between the Hawks and Hokies, with Iowa looking to claim its first victory in the series. Some basketball coaches with Iowa ties have been in the news lately, with former Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg and former Iowa State and UNI head coach Greg McDermott being linked to the Ohio State vacancy left by Thad Matta. Hoiberg has said publicly he has no intentions of leaving the Bulls, while it's been reported that McDermott was offered the job but appears likely to remain at Creighton. Jake Adams continues to collect postseason honors and today was selected as a third-team All-American by Baseball America. This is Adams' third All-America distinction, and he also remains as Iowa's first ever semifinalist for USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award. The Colonels lost 9-6 to the Clinton Lumber Kings last night, but look to bounce back in the rubber match tonight. First pitch is slated for right about now, with Robert Duggar on the mound for the Lumber Kings and lefty Dominic Carlini starting for the Colonels. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals can be heard on all three KGYM frequencies beginning immediately after our show. That game will be played in Pittsburgh and will break a 2-2 tie in the series. You can also catch the Twins taking on the Mariners at 8:30 on 107.5 The North Gym.
6:36, we will step aside and take a break. When we come back, we'll run down the matchups in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. As Kyle mentioned, Iowa set to take on Virginia Tech. But what about the rest of the conference? We'll have those for you when we return.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight, in theaters June 23rd. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Advance Auto Parts. Get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Napa know-how.
When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has four wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann. I'm Todd Brommelkamp, KGYM, bringing you the program tonight on all three of our frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Don't forget, check out our website and vote in the poll question at kgymradio.com. Today we ask you, what would you have done if you were Greg McDermott? Would you have stayed in Omaha, or would you have left for Ohio State? Vote early, vote often, and Emil's Hideaway can be found on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We mentioned that the 2017 Big Ten ACC Challenge schedule, at least the matchups, have been released by the Big Ten and the ACC today. We don't know dates and times just yet, but the Hawkeyes making another return trip to Blacksburg, Virginia, third time in 11 years that they'll have made that road trip. The rest of the matchups, some intriguing ones in here. Indiana is going to get a home game against Duke, so a couple traditional college powers, although I think Indiana is probably going to wind up taking a step back in year number one of the Miller regime. Michigan State also hosting this year. They get Notre Dame, the team that Iowa played last year. Mike Bray and the Irish will go to East Lansing. This one's not going to inspire a ton of people to grab the TV remote and search for it in the listings, but Nebraska and Boston College, a pairing. BC had a terrible, terrible ACC run last year. Penn State will hit the road for North Carolina State. Here's a great matchup, Purdue and Louisville at Mackey Arena, as Mackey Arena celebrates its 50th year in use. Maryland is on the road at Syracuse. Talk about a tremendous matchup of basketball powers 20 years ago, and both programs on still pretty solid footing. Illinois will be at Wake Forest. Brad Underwood's first go-around in the Big Ten ACC Challenge is a road game. Wisconsin at Virginia. Tony Bennett and the Cavaliers taking on his dad's former school. And boy, that game should lull some people to sleep. That's going to be a 52-50 affair if there ever was one. Rutgers and Florida State will play in Piscataway. Ohio State hosts Clemson. That's a game that has Woody Hayes tie-ins all over if it were football rather than basketball. The Wolverines of Michigan will hit the road for North Carolina. So a couple big-time basketball powers there from, well, North Carolina currently and Michigan from the 90s. That would be a great matchup if the Fab Four were still there. Minnesota is going to play host to Miami this year, and that leaves Northwestern, fresh off its first ever appearance in the NCAA tournament, on the road taking on Georgia Tech, this year's matchups in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Iowa at Virginia Tech, that's going to be a tough matchup for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. Virginia Tech has a lot of firepower back, had a very nice run in the NCAA tournament this year. And I think we know seven road games or seven non-conference games away from Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And I couldn't tell you off the top of my head the last time the Hawkeyes had that many non-conference games, either true road games or neutral site games. So we'll see how Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes navigate those waters.
Last year, they kind of put that schedule together knowing that they were going to have a very young team, knowing that they were going to have to do a lot of the developing inward. Everything that they had to work through was in their court. They had to get some experience for their guys, and going to neutral sites, going on the road and playing a bunch of RPI top 25, top 50 teams, it may look good for your resume come the end of the season, but it doesn't do you a lot of good if your team isn't ready to play those big-time Power Five teams, those big time major college basketball teams, if you're not ready to play them. This year, you have a little bit more experience, still a lot of young guys, those freshmen turned to sophomores, and I think they're ready to take that next step and to play some better competition out of conference. And if this team is going to be an NCAA tournament team, they're going to have to win some of those road games.
We haven't really touched on Game 3 of the NBA Finals very much last night, but while we're chatting basketball here, we can turn our attention to the NBA for a little bit. I was following along, and for quite a while last night, it looked as if home cooking was exactly what the Cavaliers needed. And then the last couple minutes happen, and you look at the final score. Golden State winds up winning 118-113. And they're now another victory away from claiming another championship.
It's just frustrating to watch as someone who doesn't have a vested interest in the NBA. And we've been talking for the past few weeks. I was looking forward to seeing this series because it's been built up for the last 3 years. And after what happened last year, I don't think there's any question with the Warriors coming into this season with the addition of Kevin Durant. I think that even if they don't have Kevin Durant, they're probably the favorite to win the championship this year. They add the second best player in the league, the best offensive player in the league, and Cleveland plays an A to A-plus game last night, and it's still not enough. You get 38 points from Kyrie Irving. They get 39 points from LeBron James. And it's not enough. They have a 5-point lead late in the game, and they can't close it out. And I think the telling stat of the night was LeBron James was +7 when he was on the court. He played 46 minutes. So he plays 46 minutes, was +7. His team loses by 5. They were outscored by 12 points when he was not on the court for that 2-minute stretch that he was not on the court. That is staggering to me, and it just shows the discrepancy in the talent between these two rosters, because you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers and I thought, okay, well, Kevin Love is playing well. Kyrie Irving will figure it out. And for some reason, they can't get those two playing well at the same time. And almost nobody else around them has played well at all. Tristan Thompson has added almost nothing offensively. The guys off the bench, Richard Jefferson has been a liability. Darren Williams, a former Illini star, has been a liability because he can't shoot. And if you are on the Cleveland Cavaliers and you cannot make a jump shot, you cannot make a three-point jump shot at that, you're a liability against the Golden State Warriors. And I just don't see how any team can contend with what the Warriors are throwing out there right now. This is the best team I've seen in my lifetime. I wasn't old enough to remember many of the Michael Jordan teams. So watching this team, it's awe-inspiring.
Sweep?
Yes. I thought the Cleveland Cavaliers, if they won last night, then the narrative changes. I think people start saying, okay, well, they got some momentum here. They can steal game four. Head back to Oakland. It's tied 2-2, and then anything can happen. But you're down 3-0, and it had to be so demoralizing the way that they played, and it just still wasn't enough. LeBron and Kyrie played as well as they could, and they had a 5-point lead, and they still couldn't close it out at home. And I just think that this series is all about momentum, and Golden State closes it out on Friday. And we head into the offseason thinking, well, it just took every ounce of interest that I had in the NBA out of it, because I feel like we know now we knew what two teams were going to be in the finals for quite some time, and I think we still do. But unless something drastically changes and the Cleveland Cavaliers go out and somehow land a Russell Westbrook or a Paul George, and even that might not be enough, nothing about the NBA is really up for grabs anymore. You know which team's going to win.
Brief statements released tonight by Cubs shortstop Addison Russell, as well as the team itself. Russell not with the Cubs as they begin their series against the Colorado Rockies tonight, following some allegations from a third party, that would be his wife's best friend, that he struck his wife in front of their two children. Addison Russell's statement, very brief, saying, quote, "Any allegation I have abused my wife is false and hurtful for the well-being of my family. I'll have no further comment." About 2.5 hours ago, the Cubs released the following statement. Quote, "Last night we were made aware of a serious claim posted on social media about Addison Russell. We reached out to Major League Baseball and, following the protocol established by MLB, will fully cooperate with the commissioner's office as it gathers pertinent facts. Addison will not be in uniform tonight to allow him to work through this matter." That's the statement from the Cubs. If I were a gambling man, and you have to really be a degenerate to bet on baseball, but I would load up on the Colorado Rockies tonight. Even though that game is at Wrigley Field, I think the Cubs are going to be distracted, and I would not be surprised if they lost for the second time in as many days. The Marlins getting the better of them last night, 6-5, although Kyle Schwarber had a fantastic game. Nobody's talking about Kyle Schwarber today in Cubs land. It's all Addison Russell, and all for the wrong reasons. Watch for the Rockies to beat the Cubs tonight, as that team is dealing with the distractions of Addison Russell. Cardinals have already played today. They wind up losing for the 7th consecutive game. Cincinnati gets the better of them this afternoon, a 4-game sweep at the hands of the Reds. I know we talked a little bit about the Cardinals with you yesterday, Alex. Things are getting to that point in time with the Cardinals where the criticism is going to start to heat up a little bit. 5-2, the final earlier today. And, yeah, what more can you say other than the fact that that team has some issues that it needs to work through? White Sox are playing right now at Tampa Bay. The Rays are on top of the Sox, 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. And Kansas City will continue its series with the Houston Astros tonight at Kauffman Stadium. That's at 7:15. First pitch, Minnesota Twins also still on the West Coast. They meet the Seattle Mariners tonight, 9:10. First pitch will join the Twins Radio Network on 107.5 FM tonight at 8:30. At 6:51, we'll step aside for the final time this evening. When we return, Kyle's going to have one last Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and we'll set the table for a Friday KGYM road trip at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Back after this.
Come for the Kolaches, stay for the fun. Tomorrow through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bags turning, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at stludmilla.org. Come to the Kolach Festival tomorrow through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is Star Wars Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Star Wars t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that'll be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Final couple minutes of the Todd Brummelkamp Show here on KGYM. Lead us to send things over to Kyle Mann for your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa basketball team got their draw for the Big Ten ACC Challenge earlier today and now know that they will head to Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. This will be the fourth meeting between the Hawks and Hokies, with Iowa looking to claim its first victory of the series. Some basketball coaches with Iowa ties have been in the news the last few days, with former Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg and former Iowa State and UNI head coach Greg McDermott being linked to the Ohio State vacancy left by Thad Matta. Hoiberg has said publicly he has no intentions of leaving the Bulls, while it's been reported that McDermott was offered the job but appears likely to remain at Creighton. Jake Adams continues to collect postseason honors and today was selected as a third-team All-American by Baseball America. This is Adams' third All-America distinction, and he also remains as Iowa's first-ever semifinalist for USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award. The Colonels lost 9-6 to the Clinton Lumber Kings last night, but are looking to bounce back in the rubber match tonight. That game got started just a little bit ago, and the Lumber Kings have Robert Duggar on the mound, while the Colonels are throwing out lefty Dominic Carlini. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals can be heard on all three KGYM frequencies, right after we go off the air. And that game's going to be played in Pittsburgh and will break a 2-2 tie in the series. You can also hear the Twins take on the Mariners at 8:30 on 107.5 The North Gym.
No score after one inning in Clinton between the Lumber Kings and the Colonels. A big thank you to Mitchell Cranson, Midwest League All-Star, for joining us on the program today, as well as Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com. He was with us at 4:30 tonight, hour number one of the program, looking at the impact Bob Stoops' retirement will have on the Big 12 Conference. Podcast available for download and listening pleasure at KGYMRadio.com. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be in Iowa City. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. We'll be back at Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, from 4 until 7. Stop on in. Have a chance to win some great prizes. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. We'll help you get your weekend started talking a little baseball with Touching All Bases with Jack Dom. We'll have the latest developments on the Addison Russell situation in Chicago. I don't really know what else to call it at this point. He's not suspended, but he's not with the team. And the Cubs opening that series with the Rockies tonight. Also a little NBA talk on the program tomorrow as well, courtesy of our friends at BasketballInsiders.com. Love it or leave it, and a whole lot more. We hope that you join us then. As Kyle said, Stanley Cup action, the finals on tap tonight, all three frequencies. And at 8:30, we'll break away on 107.5 FM and join the Twins Radio Network as Minnesota continues that West Coast swing at Safeco Field, taking on the Mariners tonight. That'll do it. A Thursday edition of the program is in the books. You know what's coming up for you. If you ever have any questions, you can check the schedule at KGYMRadio.com. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.